Well, he was our Waystar star of the game today. Tyler Bowdy is on the headset at field level. Tyler, Greg and Hans upstairs, congratulations to you and the team. Really nice win today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What is the what feels best right now? Being 5-0, winning an away game, winning a day game. I don't know what's hitting you right now.
5-0, baby.
And the first thing Retzloff said was, "Yeah, Vegas had us at 4.5." I mean, that guy's out to prove something, Tyler.
Absolutely, man. You look at this team, dude. You look at the work that we put in the offseason. These guys know what they've sacrificed, what they've given, and they expect certain things because of that, right? And so guys will not be happy unless those expectations are met. Dude, we got a bunch of competitors on this team, so.
And we know that you were not going to be happy this season unless you got into the backfield a few times, and that first sack this year had to feel pretty good.
It felt great, man. It felt great, you know. If they quit tackling me, I might be able to get a couple more.
They were tackling you, and you drew the holding call in a critical moment, too. Take us through that moment.
Yeah, no, hey, it's the end of the game, and at that point, it's just all out. You're giving it everything you can, you know, setting those tackles up. That was their replacement. That was their replacement tackle there, and so we've just been selling a lot of power. This field was a little slippery today, so it's hard to get around the edges. You're trying to cut the edge, and your feet are slipping out. So there's a lot of power, and on that one just went push-pull on him, and he ended up just grabbing me from behind. You can't do that. So
well, on the very next play, you split the double, and you almost got the pressure on the very next play, too.
I was about to say, had he held that ball for a second longer and not thrown it to Crew,
yep,
he would have been hurting again.
Yep, I know. You got the pressure on that very next play. I mean, that's why we ended up giving you the player of the game. Greg and I gave you the player of the game because those pressures along with your sack. You know, I want to tell you this, Tyler. Out of anybody on this field right now, offensively or defensively, I want to play this football game with you. Because I'm telling you, because you do so many things to set up the D-tackles, to set up the linebackers. You do it so selflessly. You know, I was talking about this during the week on my show. I was talking about how you have set up these backers to have 57 tackles. You've set up these backers to have 4 or 5 sacks. And you just do what you're asked to do. And that's got to be hard at times, Tyler. But just talk about playing selflessly and doing it for your teammates.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. That realistically was the focus of our game today. And, you know, we had struggles. And, you know, we had a talk pregame, you know, before we even came out. You know, it was just, hey, put the team first. Do whatever it takes. I mean, you know, it's just that's what it takes. Great teams, you know, guys have to sacrifice, and it can't. There can't be a bunch of individuals, right?
Yep.
What it comes down to is guys saying, hey, man, what can I do to help? And that is who we have in the locker room, man. I'm inspired by our guys. You know, you asked me about that, but I'm just inspired by our guys because they all do it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Our DBs, oh, hey, dude, you need to cover – you need me to pretty much cover 2 deep threats and make something happen and protect us. Like, hey, they'll get it done. And there's no complaining. There's no pointing fingers. Dudes are just here, and they're willing to do whatever it takes. And that's what's so special.
You know, Tyler, it takes a village. The offense had its moments today, obviously, in scoring 34 and getting out 21-0. The special teams had so many great plays today, the fake, the long punt, the long field goal. But, man, the defense, it was kind of up to you guys to go kind of seal this deal again today. And the guy behind you we're going to talk to in a minute in Crew Wakely, he locks it up. But that responsibility and that feeling of, all right, guys, if we're going to win today, we got to make a stop on this drive. What's it like to go out with the 10 of your brothers and go, it's up to us?
Dude, it's the best feeling in the world. You know, the weight of the world is on your shoulders, right? And it's just like, hey, that's what I love about defense. It's like, hey, man, if they don't score, we win, right? So, like, let's go do it. And we struggled, right? We were saying that from the get when we were up 21-0. Like, hey, they don't score, we win. And we struggled and we struggled and we struggled. But these guys don't quit, you know what I mean? They don't quit. And so when we go out on those last 2 drives, you know what I mean? And we knew we had to get back out there for that last drive. It was just, hey, it's on us. That's the way we like it. Let's go take care of business.
We love watching you and the guys play and do your thing, Tyler. Congrats again.
I see the work you're doing, Tyler, and I keep talking about it every week on the show. You just keep doing your work. I'll keep advertising it, and you're going to get everything you want in life, brother. You just keep doing it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Tyler.
Have a good one.